What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to the show here. And pardon me for not turning off my alarms on the computer. It was reminding me that I have to do a radio show right now. It is Wednesday, February 22nd, 2012, and hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan Friday and another interesting, relaxing, maybe exciting weekend as we watch this rush off the cliff into major war here. I have to tell you, looking at the political campaign, it may be dishonest, it may be corrupt, but we're getting a lot of entertainment value from this. And I'll tell you who right now is the number one star of this comedy show that they're calling the GOP primaries, and that's got to be Rick Santorum, who, like most politicians, will say whatever he thinks the current audience wishes to hear. But sometimes I don't think he's really paying attention to what it looks like for the rest of the world. Santorum not too long ago was claiming that Satan is attacking America, as if Washington, D.C. wasn't already doing a wonderful job at trashing the place here. Then a week ago, Santorum was saying that Iran or Al-Qaeda was going to attack North Dakota. Like, why? It's the only state that has a banking system like the one that's there in Iran. And then yesterday he was saying that there are Nazis in the White House, Nazis in Washington, D.C., and he's standing up opposed to them. And then finally this one came down today. Rick Santorum is actually said Obama is helping Iran to get the bomb. So Rick Santorum, if you're out there listening to the show, or if any of your associates are listening to the show, listen, I mean this in the best of all possible ways. No matter how much of a hurry you are in to get to these campaign speeches, please do not dry your hair in the microwave oven anymore. It's beginning to show. Now, on a more serious note, as you are probably aware, an inspection team from the International Atomic Energy Agency is now in Iran, to basically do an inspection and make sure there's been no non-diversion of nuclear materials for weapons purposes. Now, we're getting this real big stink story. It's all over the media here, and I notice everywhere it's posted, they will not allow commenting because they know there's a big hole in the story, which I'm going to talk about here very, very quickly. But the gist of it is that the IAEA, once they were inside Iran, they requested permission to visit this military base. And the official story is the IAEA suspects there might be nuclear weapons activity on that base. And Iran said, no, you're not allowed to go there. It's classified, you know, development. And they're trying to make a big stink that Iran is hiding something. They're denying access to the suspected Iran nuclear site. And they're trying to make a big deal. Ooh, bad Iran, bad Iran. You need to understand how the rules of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty are written and why. Under the terms of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, all nuclear materials going into Iran are accounted for perfectly. And the IAEA, under the terms of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, is allowed to go into Iran and inspect the nuclear materials to make sure there is no diversion. So far, so good. That's what they've found. There's nothing unaccounted for. Now, the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty is not a blank license for the IAEA inspectors to go everywhere they want. Remember, back in Iraq, they were demanding to go into Saddam Hussein's bedroom, like he keeps an atomic bomb underneath his bed. And the reason for that is because nations do have secrets that they legitimately must guard from outsiders. It's called spying. It's called espionage. And IAEA inspectors have been caught in the past conducting spying operations on behalf of whatever intelligence agency they work for. So we're going to take a break for commercials. When we come back, we're going to explain exactly how they're trying to double shuffle you on this yet again. We'll be right back.
Yeah. This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
I'm still not used to the new bumpers. Yes, we're here. The phone number is 800-313-9443. Dan is in the control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer your phone calls. And one of these days, I will get used to these bumpers. I should be. I edited them. Anyway, getting back to the situation here, we're talking about this pseudo-ersatz, hope it can be turned into a scandal story that's going around, that Iran will not allow the IAEA onto this one military base they've requested to go. And again, remember, we've got Israel just a little further south of there that has nuclear weapons. They were caught trying to sell one to South Africa. They won't sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. They won't allow inspectors in anywhere at all. And yet, we're supposed to think Iran is the bad guy. Now, as I mentioned before, when the IAEA was all over Iraq, and Saddam was trying to be very accommodating to them, he actually did let them inspect his own home. Like, you know, he's got nuclear weapons in the pantry or something, or mustard gas in the bathroom sink or something like that. But that's not what the IAEA is supposed to do, because IAEA agents are very often intelligence agencies for various governments covered as IAEA inspectors, and they're using their ability to inspect certain things as a cover for espionage. And they've been caught doing it before. It happened in Iraq. So the way the rules are is all nuclear materials go into the nation, in this case Iran. They're all accounted for. There's very good bookkeeping and auditing and tracking, certainly better than they do with American votes. And then the IAEA is free to go in there anytime they want and keep an eye on those nuclear materials, put up TV cameras, and make sure that nothing is being done with these nuclear materials that is contrary to the restrictions on the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. But it is not a license to just go anywhere they want to go and pry into Iran's military secrets of a non-nuclear nature. And so Iran basically understands war is coming. They're making their own preparations. And the last thing they need is somebody working for the United States of America wandering around their military bases taking note of what those preparations are. That would be stupid. And so the media is trying to turn this into a really big deal. Well, how dare they not let us into their bedroom anytime that we want? Which is what we're almost getting to here in the United States of America. You know, we're going to turn on your webcams. We're going to listen through your smartphones. We're going to follow you around. If you have nothing that to hide, you have nothing to worry about, which, of course, is completely nonsense here. All righty. Now, let's see. Just to tell you how silly this whole situation is going of trying to demonize Iran, there's this video that was out. I think it was on CNN. It was even up on Fox in Canada, where Iran has female ninjas that could be used as assassins. And they show this video of these Iranian girls dressed in martial arts attire, kicking and screaming and beating each other with bamboo swords. And we're supposed to be afraid of these people. Okay, ninjas don't run around dressed like ninjas. And they don't run around with throwing stars. And it's movie stuff. It really is. Yes, there were real ninjas, and they dressed the way they did because at the time, that's what blended in. You know, I mean, when I lived in North Hollywood, there was this guy who was like, I don't know what his name was. He was all caught up in this whole ninja thing. And we'd see him up in the tree at the local park. We'd go to walk the dog, and he'd be up in the tree trying to pretend to be invisible. And we go, yep, there's the ninja again. And it was just, it was absurd. It was absolutely absurd. This is a martial arts school. They're trying to take a video shot at a martial arts school. You know, where, I mean, there are ninja training schools in the United States. There are ninja training. There's actually one even here on the island here. People like to go play, and it's good physical exercise, and it's romantic. And, you know, it's like the guys who go out in the Society for Creative Anachronism, and they recreate medieval battles and stuff. Some people like to go out and play at being ninjas. They're not going to be used as assassins by Iran. It's absurd, but it does reveal that the desperation of the propagandists here that are right now. I want to talk a little bit about the economy. Home prices are now at their lowest point in about 10. Actually, I missed a story, and that was my fault because I was looking over at the monitor. The big story, the big financial story. Fitch has now downgraded Greece. They were at CCC. They're now at single C, which is the credit rating agency's warning that a default is highly likely in the short term. Basically, everybody's looking at this March 20th date. Greece has to come up with a huge amount of money. This new bailout deal doesn't really provide it. In fact, more and more people are looking very carefully at what was discussed and agreed to. And it turns out that while they were proclaiming a deal had been arrived at to save Greece, in reality, it's little more than the illusion of a deal, both because it doesn't actually cover this coming mass payment at the end of March, and second, because the people of Greece are sending a message very clearly. They're not going to go along with this thing. They're not going to surrender any more money to give to the bankers. So this whole thing is getting ready to come apart. This is why there's the big rush to get this war going between the U.S. and Russia and China and everything, so that with bombs and everything flying over our heads, we're not going to be as freaked out about the economic crash. And we're not going to think to blame it on the government. Yes, times are hard, but there's a war on. It worked the last time. It'll work this time because the American people don't remember how we lied to them before. That's the theory. That's why they're trying the same lies with Iran that they did with Iraq. Weapons of mass destruction. They're coming to kill you. No, they're not. They're the only nation here trying to avoid a new global war. All right, now getting to the story that I was talking about. Home prices are now at their lowest point in more than 10 years, and this was being reported and saying that it's triggering an increase in the pace of home sales, which could be good, could be bad. It could be good if we're at the bottom of the home price slump and people are able to start getting into homes again. That would be a good thing for the American people. But we don't know if we've seen the bottom yet. People buying a home now, it may look like it's an attractive price, but if the price continues to fall, you're going to be underwater on your mortgage almost immediately. There's another aspect. We know that a lot of these foreclosed homes, the banks are dumping at almost fire sale prices, are being snatched up by these large national rental corporations. They're buying the homes up to keep them off the market and keep home prices high, and then they're going to turn around and rent them back to the people that they were taken from. So under that kind of a context where homeowners are underwater, homeowners are selling, or foreclosed properties are being put on the market, and these home rental cartels, if you will, are doing all the buying, an increasing pace is not a good thing. It means that the American dream of private home ownership is coming to an end. And we're reaching that point that Lincoln warned us about, where we're all going to become tenants rather than citizens on this land, and that is absolutely a bad thing. All righty, let's see. Now, there's another trend that is out there. There's an article that was on the news today. Congress is now getting ready to turn over the highways and the freeway systems of this nation to foreign corporations. They're going to sell these infrastructure assets to foreign corporations so the U.S. federal government can try and pay some of their debts off, or at least look like they're doing something to solve the problem. That means there are new toll roads coming to all 50 states. That includes here in Hawaii, which we actually have an interstate highway system, which is amazing because we're an island. But that's the way the government works here. So the government has gone on to this project of simply parceling out sections of America's infrastructure to foreign investment groups who will buy it at a lump sum and then make a profit by charging you to use the asset. Now, this, of course, is completely wrong. The federal government doesn't actually have a right to sell off these infrastructure assets. They don't own them. You do. Let me give you a little illustration here. Let's say that you hire a carpenter to build you a house. You pay for all the materials, and you pay for the carpenter's labor. And when the carpenter is done, the carpenter goes away, you move into the house, and you live there happily for many, many years. Then one day, the carpenter shows up at your doorstep and says he got into financial trouble. He made some bad guesses over on Wall Street. He has to give large amounts of his money to another carpenter, but he won't explain why. And the only way he can save himself from bankruptcy is by selling the house you paid him to build. But don't worry, you can go on living on that lovely house that you paid to build. It's just from now on, you will have to pay rent to the new owners. Now, do you go along with that arrangement the carpenter has made? Or do you shoot him dead on the spot for selling something you already paid for? Because that's the situation that you're in right now. The government is selling off to foreign investment groups assets that are the property of the American people. Your taxes paid for the materials. Your taxes paid for the labor. The government doesn't own them. They are stealing them from you. They're misappropriating them from you to sell to these foreign investment groups so that you will spend the rest of your life paying rent to use facilities you actually own. That is how crooked and corrupt and fascistic the U.S. federal government has become here. Now, getting back over to Europe here, let's see, we're coming up on a commercial break. Getting back over to Europe here, austerity, some of the conditions of the new austerity program in Greece are so bad, the Greek people might have to pay a government fee to get a job. Not just this whole work for free thing that we're seeing here in the United States of America, where you have to work for free for 30 or 60 days to be considered eligible to be hired by a company. It's the return of slavery, indentured servitude. I have a nephew, graduated top of his class at college, still can't get a paying job, working for free for some government bureau somewhere. As an intern to build job experience, which I guess means emptying the trash cans and putting paper in the paper machine here. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. When we come back, we'll be continuing with the austerity and the riots in Europe and why you might be a terror suspect. Oh, yeah.
Do you want to be free yet find that credit card payments are still tying you down? Does it seem like you're not getting anywhere month after month, payment after payment? Do you wish that there was some way to end the slavery and save your money for your family instead? FreeToProsper.com has a solution you've been waiting for. Since 2007, we've been implementing an advanced debt repudiation program which legally ends unsecured debt payments, lets you keep your money, and protects your property. This is not another settlement, repayment, or consolidation program, but a true debt repudiation process that's helped hundreds of Americans all across the country start living better quality lives and prepare for an uncertain future. For a free consultation or to learn more, give us a call today at 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com right now. That's 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com. Then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about austerity over there in Greece, in Europe. It is not just Greece that's in trouble. The core economies all over Europe are in serious, serious trouble. The European Central Bank is threatening to freeze Hungary's funds unless Hungary imposes an austerity program immediately. We have protests against austerity and cuts in Spain. And there is this growing movement all across Europe that says, I don't pay. And I think it's time that we bring it to the United States of America. Because remember, all of this debt was arrived at by fraud, deception, Goldman Sachs working with Papandreou, and the banks of Europe and America were destroyed with this mortgage-backed security fraud. Why should we all be paying trillions and trillions of dollars so that Wall Street doesn't have to go to prison? We need to do what Iceland did. You know, Fitch just downgraded Greece to, you know, hang on to your gonads. And at the same time, they're saying, yeah, Iceland's the place to be. They're investment grade, their economy. So I think the lesson is very clear. Jail the crooked bankers, fire the government, economy improves. Stay here shoveling good money after bad to try and bail Wall Street out of its criminality and watch it go right back into the same criminality again. Economy is destroyed. And that's the real problem. If you keep on looting the people to save Wall Street from its own criminality and stupidity, they're going to go on being criminal and stupid. You're incentivizing failure. You're incentivizing corruption. Now, I'm one of those people who thinks evolution is actually a really good idea on several levels, not just biological evolution, but educational evolution and societal evolution. And societal evolution is that those institutions that are destructive of society as a whole, you let them go extinct. You don't prop them up. We need to reward and incentivize productivity. And quite the contrary, we've gone down the other path here where we're penalizing those people whose work actually provides the capital to the system. And we've incentivized the game players, the riggers, the leveraged buyout artists, the Gordon Geckos of this world. So this movement, I Don't Pay, is spreading all across Europe. It is a protest saying that the people are not going to pay for all of these debts that were arrived at through illusion and chicanery. And they're beginning to understand. I get a lot of people from Europe who write to me about that article, The 11th Marvel, and they're saying, we've come to understand, no matter how hard we work, we will always be in debt. The system is set up that way. And these people in Europe are thinking about their children and their children's children, and they want a better world for them. They want a world where you can work and prosper yourself, not be condemned to working yourself to death to make the bankers prosperous. That's slavery. That's despotism. That's tyranny. That's what we fought a revolution to be free of, only to have our own government sell us back into that same slavery system. And now they're trying to force it on the entire world at the point of a bayonet. And the world, thankfully, is waking up in time and realizing that this whole new world order that you keep hearing about, it is a fascist banker dictatorship that will enrich itself by permanently enslaving the world to manufactured illusions of death. And as long as you believe it, you'll get suckered by it, you'll be enslaved by it. Just like the people who believed in rule by divine right, and they got suckered into slaving their lives away to make the nobility rich. Or rule by chattel ownership of your person. We recognize those are all illusions. We need to recognize that rule by compound interest is also an illusion. And the governments and the bankers understand that we are all waking up, that we have taken the red pill, to mix my metaphors. And they're trying to bring about this totalitarian police state where we can't do anything without them watching us. And by the way, up in Canada, they're starting to find GPS trackers on their cars. I saw the photo of the guy who found one. He's upset. I don't blame him. Yeah, a real dangerous terroristic-looking type there. Speaking of terror, a lot of people have been talking about all of these brochures being put out by the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI about how to keep an eye out for terrorist activity. And it's basically, it's a way to keep Americans spying on each other and distrusting each other. And the Nazis did the same dirty trick to their population as well. Get everybody suspicious at each other so nobody could talk about the real villain, which was what's-his-name with the Charlie Chaplin mustache. So they've come up with this list of 85 things you're not supposed to do or you'll be considered a terror suspect here. And, let's see, do not use Google Maps to find your way around a strange city. Well, isn't that what Google Maps is for? Do not use Google Earth to view sports stadiums. I mean, you know, anybody... Do not install online privacy protection software on your personal computer. I mean, that makes you a suspect. No, it doesn't. Actually, I was there in Seattle for the Seattle APEC, the Asia-Pacific Economic Conference. The biggest crook there was the FBI. They were stealing business secrets off of everybody's computers. We have a legitimate reason to protect ourselves against all these FBI agents who steal business information from our computers and then make a fortune insider trading. They've arrested dozens and dozens of FBI agents for doing this, which means hundreds and hundreds are getting away with it. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the 85 things you should not be doing.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Our bodies have different needs from person to person. Some need more of this, some more of that. But what is consistently the same about everyone is that we all need multiple vitamins and nutrients every day. But how to decide what's best? So many products out on the market make claims of being the best. Well, they can't all be the best. How can you know? Read and compare. Daniel Chapter 1's Endo 24 is packed full of all the vitamins, nutrients, protein, and carbs you need. Compared to Ensure or SlimFast, Endo 24 blows them out of the water completely. Get your full day supply of nutrients in Endo 24. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. And use the promo code 100A for a discount. That's promo code 100A. Call the order center and get your Endo 24, the full multivitamin, multinutrient meal replacement.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about this huge list of behavioral signals that the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI have put out to basically say, oh, you might be a terrorist suspect. And I remember a few years ago, actually, the FBI issued a pamphlet to police departments saying that people who talked about the Constitution were terrorist suspects and had to be reported to that national database here. So if you shave your beard, which I actually do from time to time, dye your hair, I won't do that. Or alter your mode of dress, you're a terrorist suspect. So if you start dressing up or dressing down, you're a suspect. If you are seen using a cell phone camera in an airport, train station, or shopping mall, you know what? I think this isn't the government. This isn't the Department of Homeland Security. This is a new Jeff Foxworthy routine. You know, if you appear to be out of place, you might be a terrorist suspect. If you have brightly colored stains on your clothing, you might be a terrorist suspect. If you resent the TSA scanners giving you cancer, you might be a terrorist suspect. I mean, it makes about as much sense. I think Jeff Foxworthy ought to sue the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI for trademark infringement. You know, they're talking about things like hiding your computer screen from other people. You might be a terror suspect. Actually, you might be just trying to enter a password without getting it ripped off. Or maybe you are looking at some naked titties and you don't want the nun sitting next to you to see it. It's just amazing. If you are chanting environmental slogans near construction sites, you might be a terrorist suspect here. Here's a good one. Paying cash. That one came out last week. If you refuse to use a credit card for small purchases, you might be a terror suspect. Now, what that one is all about is preserving the bank's piece of the action for everything that you're doing. Remember what I was talking about earlier in the week about how when this country was first set up, you could live your entire life without involving a bank in your personal affairs. You were not forced to put your money in the bank. You were not forced to borrow money from the bank. You could just live, you know, the money was created by the government, went to the citizens and back to the government, and banks were off to one side where they belong. But now, because of the Federal Reserve and all currency in circulation starts as a loan at interest from that private central bank, then just to engage in commerce in the United States of America, you are using money that is the proceed of a loan from the central bank. And somewhere down the road, you'll be required through taxes to pay interest on it, if you're not paying interest on it directly through your credit cards and whatever. So people in these hard economic times are trying to slow down on their borrowing, but that's a problem. Because the only way the Federal Reserve System can perpetuate itself is it constantly has to find larger and larger bodies of borrowers in order to generate new money that will circulate through the economy and pay the accruing interest on the old money. It's a pyramid scheme. It really is a pyramid scheme. And when they run out of those new borrowers, it all starts to fall apart because the money to pay that interest on the old money doesn't exist. So for a while, the U.S. government was borrowing on your behalf to keep the pyramid going a little bit longer. On your behalf, and I might add, without your permission. And even that has now run out. So now they're out here trying to say, you got to use a credit card for everything that you're doing. Purchase a cup of coffee at the Starbucks, get a newspaper, everything. If you're paying cash, you might be a terror suspect, which is weird because this is a story that Barack Obama, on a whim, walked into a Chinese dim sum place, which is cool. Dim sum is really nice. And he bought himself some dim sum, and he paid cash for it. Well, grab that boy and waterboard him right now. He's a terrorist suspect. It's absurd. Now, what's going on here, it has nothing to do with terrorism and everything to do with bluffing the American people into staying silent. The Nazis did exactly the same thing to the German people to get them to shut up. And sadly, it worked for most of them except for the members of the Order of the White Rose. And it's all about keeping us suspicious of each other. We all feel this strong need to talk to each other about how the government screwed up the mortgage-backed security fraud by not prosecuting it and investigating it, made it all worse. How the U.S. government in 2008 adopted a policy of allowing the banks to loot the American people of real estate or anything else they could get their hands on to keep the banks solvent while they sorted out the mortgage-backed security fraud, which is the biggest financial swindle in history. We all need to be talking about that. We need to be talking about the wars. We need to talk about the corruption. We need to talk about this very overt obeisance by our government to a foreign power. We need to talk about all of that stuff. And the government doesn't want you to talk to each other. They want you to watch the TV networks. They don't want you coming here to the alternative media. They don't want you going to those dangerous, subversive websites like whatreallyhappened.com. By the way, I'm a proud member of the Southern Poverty Law Center's list of websites you should never read or your nose will fall off. And the government wants you isolated and dependent on them for all of your news. And that's what all of this citizen spy Department of Homeland Security stuff is about. They want you to think that if you go out and you complain about what the government is doing, somebody that you're talking to is going to turn you in. And even if they did, what's going to happen? You think they don't have a file on you? The instant you tuned into this show, they probably started one. But seriously, you have got 330 million Americans, of which 300 million are seriously angry right now. They're not going to come out and arrest us all. They don't even have the manpower. They don't even have the manpower to actually be keeping an eye on all of us. It's a bluff. It's a gigantic bluff. It's like this idea of, yes, we're going to go out and read your email without warrants. Okay, if you want to sort through 15 million Viagra ads, be my guest. Interesting little story I was reading over on the Cracked website, and I know it's humor and it's crass and everything, but they're actually starting to write some really pertinent things, and they had this interesting story about the five most inept spies. And if you ever saw the movie Breach, okay, the movie script kind of made it look really intense and dangerous and everything, but the real story is kind of bozo. This guy was walking up to the Soviet embassy and just handing them stuff. And driving to work in like this very expensive car that he couldn't possibly afford. And it took 9 years for somebody to notice that, hey, we think this guy's living a little bit beyond his means. The CIA and the FBI, they aren't that good. They really aren't that good. And if you read only one story on my website today, read the one about the really inept spies. Because it shows you the people who are attracted to FBI and CIA, they're really not very smart. I remember I had a run-in with an FBI agent when I was trying to get my security clearance when I was working for NASA way back in 19... I don't even remember when it was. And some of the work I was doing required a security clearance. And so I'm actually still living with my parents because I'm going to college. You know, while I'm working for JPL. And all of a sudden in the middle of the night, we hear this noise out front, and we can see this guy like digging under the hedge in front of the house, and we sick the dog on him, and it turns out it was a guy from the FBI trying to plant a microphone. Oh my goodness, that was, yeah. The reason the FBI was investigating me is my father actually was not a natural born U.S. citizen. He actually came over from China to attend MIT, where he met my mother, had me, and so forth and so on. So because my father was, you know, from Red China, they were just keeping an eye on me and everything, which was stupid because the classified information I was being entrusted with was boring, and nobody was going to be interested in it. You know, you go over to the Soviet embassy with this stuff and say, how much you give me for this? And they say, well, a bottle of vodka. That's all it's worth. So, anyway. I swear, that list of things that you can't do, it reads like a Jeff Foxworthy comedy routine. If you communicate through your PC game, you might be a terror suspect. I guess that's the new thing, that if you're playing World of Warcraft, you're talking to your other players over the headsets, that's terrorist communication, because I guess apparently they can't monitor that yet. Anybody carrying a backpack when the weather is warm is a terrorist suspect. I have a backpack I carry my laptop around in to keep my hands free, because I also have a camera. It's amazing. This is interesting. If you talk to the mall maintenance personnel and security guards, you're a terrorist suspect. I mean, for a normal gregarious person who just likes to say hi to everybody, that's a real problem there. It's amazing here. If you mumble to yourself, well, I don't know. Let's see. Take photos of any mass transportation there. All right, well, we've talked about that enough, but really, I don't think the government came up with this list. I think this is an old Jeff Foxworthy routine that has just recently been uncovered and ought to be enshrined in the Smithsonian Institution here. Now, on a more serious note, the U.S. government very obviously fears an armed population. The reason we were given the Second Amendment is not for hunting and not for target shooting. The Second Amendment clearly talks about security, a free state, and militia. And the intention of the Second Amendment was that the general population, because remember, under U.S. law, the militia is all able-bodied men between the ages of 18 and 50, I think was the top cutoff. That was the militia, the unorganized militia. And the idea was to reserve to them military arms equal to those held by the federal government in order to hold tyrannical government at bay. Now, for a long time, the gun grabbers, or the pro-crimers, as I like to call them, we're talking about, well, the state National Guard, that's the state militia now, so they can have guns, but ordinary citizens couldn't. But remember after that whole cable splice garden plot thing out in Los Angeles, the Rodney King riots, and by the way, I was there when that was happening. That was very ugly. The state National Guards, or the state guards, have all been federalized. They're now under federal control. The states have been stripped of their own armies. So all they have left is the citizens' militia. And And so now the United States government, because they can't challenge the Second Amendment, especially in an election year, they're going to go after the ammunition. Yes, you can keep and bear all the guns you want. We're just not going to let you buy any bullets. Which isn't going to work because ammunition is actually very, very easy to make. By the way, I'm a black powder enthusiast myself. And I do make my own ammunition. And it's not as difficult as you might think. So, anyway. One thing it teaches you is economy of firing. If you can only fire one shot at a time, you learn how to put that shot on its target. You don't just sit there hosing down the far end of the gun range with an automatic weapon here. Now, speaking of the FBI, a rather interesting statistic has come out. The Federal Bureau of Investigation employs more than 15,000 undercover agents today, 10 times more than they had back in 1975. There are more of these undercover spies, Stasi, if you want to call them that. They basically get as much as $100,000 per assignment. They're not apparently on salary or wages, but they are given a chunk of cash every time they go out to do something for the FBI. These are the undercover informants that we're finding at the heart of all these recent terror arrests. The FBI is trying to prove they're really good at foiling these terrorist plots. Well, it's really easy to foil a terror plot if it's your plot. And that's really what's coming out. We've got researchers trying to find any one of these terror arrests that we have seen in the American media for the last 10 years that did not track back to an FBI entrapment, and they haven't found one yet. FBI undercover agent posing as Al-Qaeda or something or a Muslim or whatever, and they go and they find some people who are very unhappy with the economy in this country, which is only about 300 million people. And they say, we'll give you a whole bunch of money if you'll take this box of cookies over to wherever. Box of cookies being a metaphor for a bomb of some kind. As I mentioned before, on Friday, we're going to have Kurt Haskell on the show. Kurt Haskell is the guy who witnessed the so-called underwear bomber getting on the airplane without a passport, was walked around security and the boarding gate by what appeared to be somebody's government officials, and was put on the airplane. The government is now saying they knew he was a terrorist, but they put him on the airplane in order to track where he was going, and they thought the bomb that he had wasn't going to work, which it actually didn't, if you remember. The story is just not making any sense. What makes sense is they're creating these terror attacks to keep you all afraid and emotionally dependent on the government. Save us from the big. But the reality is you are far more likely to die from your own doctor's mistake than from a terrorist attack. You are more likely to be struck by lightning than to be killed by a genuine terrorist attack, as opposed to these false flag things going on all over the place here. So we're basically seeing the FBI isn't really investigating anything. They're a theater troupe. They're a traveling theater company coming to a town near you with their hit successful roadshow, Terror Attack. I want to do a little local casting, you know, get some local people. We'll cast them as the terrorists. We'll give them the prop bombs. We'll give them the prop money. We'll get them some free publicity, and we'll send them out to do the performance of, oh, I'm going to blow up America, so America will be afraid and say, please save me, Daddy Government. And that's what's going on here. Well, times are not hard for everybody. Michelle Obama has apparently taken off for an Aspen ski vacation about a month after she got done vacationing out here in Hawaii, and most of us were glad to be rid of them. And so I guess it's good to be the first family. You don't have to worry about work. You don't have to worry about cash shortages. You just fly all over the place with your Secret Service there to basically, you know, grab whatever you want. But apparently she's been out to Martha's Vineyard. She was out on Africa on a safari that they said there was some official business. Nobody knew what it was. But they sure are living well for a family that insists that we all have to start making do with less so the bankers can have more. Now, I want to talk a little bit. I know we're almost at the end of this segment here. But I want to talk about this idea of computer piracy. Because, as you know, we're seeing this sudden raft of laws. SOPA, IPA, this new one that's ACTA all over Europe. that is basically coming up to impose absolutely draconian controls on all internet commerce and transactions, ostensibly in the name of protecting the intellectual property rights of the movie companies and music providers. That's the official story. It's for the children. Everything we do is for... It all has a noble purpose. No, it doesn't. Right now, the alternative media, the internet, and the blogs are the biggest threat to the government's ability to lie to you with impunity. They need it to go away. And that's why they're trying to push all these laws. And the excuse is, oh, it's the movie and music piracy situation. Well, is it really a problem? Maybe not. When we come back, we'll be talking about that, talking about some of the real numbers. There's the music. I was waiting to hear that. And we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Happen radio show. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we get back to this issue about online piracy and content and the rest of it, I do want to do a quick announcement. Our much overworked and underpaid control room operator Dan is telling me that people are calling into the show, but when he asks them what they want to talk about, they're apparently fleeing and running away and thinking we're doing call screening or we're sticking the Mossad on them or something like that. And it really isn't anything that grandiose. It's just I like to know what a caller wants to talk about when they're coming on the screen here, because then I will make a choice. Do I bring them in now in the middle of a topic, or if they want to talk about something other than what I'm talking about at the moment, I let them wait until I do the next change of topic, and then I bring them in to do the phone call. So that's really the only reason he's asking you what you want to talk about, and you don't have to worry about it. I mean, you people, you're just way too paranoid to deal with here. So go ahead and call us. It's 800-313-9443, and I promise you, Dan is not going to rat you out to the FBI. He doesn't need to, because they're listening to the show anyway. Actually, I'm joking about that. I assume they are. I always live my life as on the assumption that I'm being spied on and watched and listened to. And I figure it's the punishment duty. You know, if you really screw up, they say, oh, you got to go do surveillance on the Riveros, because we're actually very boring people. Oddly enough, though, the other day I caught three different IPs from the Kremlin pouring through my website. So obviously they're starting to worry about me as well here. Now, getting back to the situation on the issue of content piracy, we found out that the websites that were offering the tools to basically copy and rip video and movies were being, they were owned by the same media companies. They were trying to create a crisis and then sell us a solution. But the actual study is, when they go out and they look at the effect of online film piracy on international box office sales, they're finding it's virtually negligible. Because when you go through the problem of getting a file copy and downloading it and hacking it and cracking and everything, for the amount of work that's involved, it just isn't worth it. Just go out and buy the disc. If you want to know why film and TV and music revenues are down, it's because we're in the biggest economic crash in the nation's history, and because, unfortunately, most of the content coming out of Hollywood and the music centers, it's repetitive. It's what we've heard and seen before. It's remakes of movies we've seen before. It is formulaic. It is processed. The biggest gripe I have about modern music today produced by corporations is it attempts to dress itself up as 1960s rock, but without the social commentary, which was really what made 1960s rock an important event in the evolution of our culture. So it's all shadow and no substance. And again, how many times can you watch the Bourne confusion on TV? It's all they're repeating everything way too much. That's why their revenues are down. It's not the piracy. They're not coming out with anything that's really good enough to steal. And I'm a person who, like, if somebody does a good movie, like James Cameron with Avatar, yeah, I'm going to buy that. That's my way of applauding him. You know, he can't look into my living room and see me banging my hands together, so I'll go out and I'll buy his Blu-ray. And that's my way of saying, yeah, man, you rock. We'll be right back after the station identification.